AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police and federal agents have redoubled their efforts to find a prison escapee in the woods of northern New York. Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill says he believes David Sweat will make a mistake, just like his fellow escapee Richard Matt did before he was shot dead in a confrontation with federal agents.
It's going to be a person that's going to call in, a civilian calls in and says, hey, you know, this is missing or that's missing, or I just saw somebody. It's going to be that same type of break that's going to catch Mr. Sweat as well.
The pair of convicted killers broke out of prison more than 3 weeks ago. A 17-year-old boy is the sixth shark attack victim this month along the North Carolina coast. Shark expert Beth Fershaw with the Virginia Aquarium tells WVEC-TV that the recent increase in attacks does not mean shark behavior has changed.
It's not necessarily that they're coming in closer to shore or they're doing anything differently. We are more at the shore.
The teen is being treated at a Virginia hospital. Funerals were held yesterday for three of the nine Emmanuel AME Church shooting victims. Reverend Jesse Jackson spoke at services for Susie Jackson and her nephew, Tywanza Sanders, linking their deaths to other historic tragedies.
Dr. King left in this way. The four girls in Birmingham left this way. But God reserved for them a special place because their blood has healing. But tonight we're in a war for the soul of America.
Today, DePayne Militant Doctor's funeral will be held at the historic Black Church. Hundreds of people demonstrated at the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery, demanding that the Confederate battle flag once again fly over memorial to Alabama soldiers who fought in the Civil War. Sherry Butler Clayton says the flag is part of history, not race.
I don't hate anyone. I love all people. My daughter-in-law is black, and I love her, and I love her family. So it's not a black-white issue. It's a heritage issue.
This is AP Radio News. A 64-year-old man has been wounded in a shooting at a gay pride event in San Francisco. Police officer Carlos Nanfredi says that the man who was shot in the arm was an innocent bystander, as an argument between several young men became violent.
The incident is believed to have started when several groups of men unrelated to the Pride event got in a verbal argument near or inside the venue. The incident escalated when one of the subjects pulled out a gun and fired several shots.
Several people were detained for questioning after that shooting. Coast Guard has turned up nothing during a three-day search for a missing sailor who was a member of the 2012 U.S. Olympic sailing team. Officials have suspended that search for 30-year-old Trevor Moore in the waters off Miami. Major League home run and RBI leader Miami Marlin outfielder Giancarlo Stanton is on the disabled list. Needs 4 to 6 weeks to recover from a broken left hand. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.